So here again, I hate to say this to a university student, but here's a person that has no background at all, and I just fell into all these jobs. And it's interesting, isn't it? So they hired me immediately. But I only worked there 6 months. It was such an exciting and high-tempo job. Newspaper business was really exciting. The people were all so uninhibited, and it was just a different. They were so creative. I guess that's the word that I. That's what they were. They were well educated, and very creative, and very aggressive, and fun. And I really enjoyed it. But it was almost too fast-paced for me. And I had to be out on the road a lot and up there with a lot of traffic and the terrible winters we had, and I hate to drive, so that so I wasn't that happy. It was a good job, but I wasn't that happy. And then I saw in the paper again that they were advertising for a director of volunteer services at the local hospital, which was Condell. And so I went over to see them, and that a woman had been in that position. And I'm only emphasizing this because of the way the pay scale. At the newspaper, I had a man's job, and my pay was considerable. And I worked in the furniture store, and you know, with that advertising in my pay, I filled a man's slot, and my pay was considerable. So when I visited with the personnel director, I discovered that the pay. I couldn't afford to go to that hospital and leave the newspaper, so I told her no thank you. And but because of my background, because she had called the hospital that I had been with in Wisconsin, she really felt that they wanted me. So they called me in and negotiated and met my pay standard so that I could afford to leave the newspaper. And so then I went to the hospital, and I worked there the rest of my career, sort of. When I decided to retire at 55, I just suddenly was going through some health problems, and I was tired, and I just decided that I wanted to retire. By then, I was director of public relations at the hospital, and I had a director of volunteer services working for me. Mm. And I had three secretaries. And so you can see I was getting in over my head. It was just the job was really a big job. And so I quit and was going to stay home and try and talk Warren into retiring early. Well, I one day decided that now that isn't how it happened at all. I remember now. The man that I had worked for at the newspaper called me. Now you've got to remember that all this time that I was working, people tried to hire me all the time for various things. Because there weren't many women working. There really in the 60s and well into the 70s. Women, there were plenty of jobs, but not many takers. Hmm. Not for quote like ordinary jobs. For instance, some of the job offers that I had because of being in the newspaper, having been in the newspaper and being so visible in the hospital because I was the spokesperson for the hospital. Like a new shopping center would open. This happened twice. And they would ask me, someone would call me and ask me if I wouldn't like to direct their promotions. They always have an in-house advertising person in those shopping centers and that handles all the special events and everything. And twice I was offered jobs like that. And very often somebody in the bank or someplace would call and say, couldn't we possibly get you, you know? It's just interesting how it started opening up for women and people wanted a woman, but they didn't know where to get one, you know? it's so strange for me to see now that all women work. Mm-hmm. And it's just so different. It's so very different. But because I had quit a little earlier and I was well known in the area, this newspaper called me and said, they talked me into it. They said, I heard you left, he called me and he said, I heard you left the hospital. And I said, that's true, I'm sitting here down and out and out of work. And he said, no, you're not. You get yourself over here right now. We need you. And I went back and worked at that newspaper again, that very newspaper. And, well, that isn't the end of the story. I just didn't want to work. I was tired. And so I quit. And would you believe that I got a call from, it was a beautiful new office building that had just opened near us. Gorgeous building. Someone called me from there. They were going to have open an employment agency. And would I come and run that branch of that agency for them? Mm-hmm. And I did. And I worked there for a year as a director of an employment agency. It was called World Employment. And so then in the field that's called Headhunter, and I became a headhunter. And then things started going sour because by then the job market was being flooded. Jobs were, there was a, that was, that must have been close, I don't know, that must have been like early 80 maybe. And there, we went into a real recession and there just were no jobs. It was really difficult, and the stress was terrible because finding jobs for people. And by then, people were coming in to see me that it was just heartbreaking. That's when large companies started cutting execs back. I don't know if you're aware of that, but there's been a big period of giving them a golden handshake at 50 or something, you know. Uh-huh. And here would be these productive men come in, and they were so downtrodden, so sad. And I would be their last resort. Could you know, they? I think when they're first all let out, they think they can find a job because they've been important. Mm-hmm. And then they realize they can't find a job. And then they come to the agency, and they ask they would ask me to please find him a job, anything. And then I was able to see, and I don't think it's changed. I haven't been involved in the corporate world in any way for over 12 years. But I know that it became, there was a great age discrimination. Because when I was working, about 13 years ago, I guess. Large corporations would call us to shake the bushes and get them the people. Mm-hmm. Their personnel departments would be the final say, you know. But in reality, the personnel departments were farming out their work to people like me. Mm-hmm. And they could not say that they wanted a person in their 20s, but in real sly remarks, you had to be savvy enough to realize they would say, "Well, they're a young company, or we're a young company, so we want someone that's upbeat and someone that can understand the young thinking, you know, the futuristic thinking." Well, that told me right there that they didn't want anyone over 35, you know. It was a bitter, bitter hard. And I presume it's still like that. I presume it is. I think I'm about run out. You got to ask me some questions.
Well,
now,
let me ask you, how about the salaries that you mentioned?
I'll try to remember.
Do you think you were paid less when you were working in what was more expected jobs for you than
definitely I made less Correct. I made less doing the jobs that were stereotyped for me. The jobs that were men's jobs definitely paid more. That was just the truth.
How did that make you feel when you were able to negotiate your salary at that hospital?
Oh my gosh, it made me feel wonderful, really. You know, I thought at that time, I thought that I had become a, I thought I was becoming a real woman's liber. Because I was involved in, excuse me, I'm going to have to get a glass of
water. Okay.
Okay.
When you mentioned about that PTA calling you about helping, and they mentioned that about working mothers.
You know, you're really sharp to pick up on that, because I think that's one of the most significant and profound things of that era, that that's just the way it was. So few women worked. You know, people didn't normally have two cars or anything. You and Aaron, I'm really becoming more and more old-fashioned. Because I want to tell you that our society could really improve a lot if it was that way again.
Mm-hmm.
It really, it's the truth. I never ever thought that I would see things that way, but I've just been around the horn and back, and it's just so apparent to me that life was so simple. Because what happens is, When you have two salaries, you live up to those two salaries. By the time I retired, we maintained two lovely homes. I mean, two homes that anyone would have been happy to have had. We kept a home in the country and a home in the city. And, of course, we had more than one car. And you just... Well, I have an old joke that I've made up that I believe that it's the postman's fault when you are in debt. Because the more money you make, the postman knows it, and he brings you more bills. People just tend to live up to their incomes. They just do. It's weird, but I think it's really true. And so I know that a lot of people could adjust and live very differently. They really could.
Did you feel that you had some mothers that did not, or of course a lot of them did not, most of them did not, did you feel any, like they had any sort of resentment for you, towards you for working?
Not maybe resentment, but a real disillusionment. They didn't understand. I remember one of my best friends was a registered dietitian, and she had worked previously, you know, before she was married and everything. But she was married to a judge, and they had a fine income, and they had several children, and our son played with their children. And when she found out that I had gone to work, she was just baffled. She couldn't imagine, you know, me going to work. And I had the sense that it was making wheels go around in her head, like, golly, I wouldn't mind putting some of my talents and skills to work. But she did not. She never did go to work, ever. But it is strange. There were a lot of my friends had college educations and had started a career, you know. But they, after the war, you know, after their husbands came home, they became the housewife. And of course, there really wasn't as much time either, you know. There was a lot, a housewife had a lot more to do. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, now my mother would think that I had it really easy, but by comparison. But that's not altogether true, because at that time, there wasn't that much instant anything. Mm. Almost everything
That's
had
true.
To be made and baked from scratch. And we just didn't have the convenience. You know, I had a Ringer washing machine and no clothes dryer. It takes a lot longer to do washing with a...
Yeah.
You know, those things, you know, people forget that those things... everything took more more effort. It just wasn't that as fast-paced. But as things got better, you know, the washer and the dryer and the, just all the convenience things started appearing.